Jim's Jewelry.
Hey, what's going on?
Been working, busy.
I guess so. I'm like, every time I call, I'm like, holy moly. Figured you were...
A lot of people coming in now this morning.
Well, that's good. That's good. Are you at least selling and all that good fun stuff, or
well,
a lot of repairs?
That one I just walked out of here had a pair of shorts on and a rear end like a cutting quarter horse. She was built from the back down. And she knows that them women that wear stuff like that, they know, you know.
Oh, sure they do.
You know. Yeah. So, no, I'm just working and been on the phone some and been waiting on people and fixing watches and been to the bank and just a lot of stuff, you know.
Well, that's good.
One person, when you got people coming in, you stay busy, you know.
I know. That does keep you busy, so that's good.
So, how about y'all?
Been pretty steady. Tuesdays are usually busy for us because that's when stores start.
So many of them are closed on Monday.
Right. Yep, and they're back open. So.
Yeah.
And then come December, a lot of them, some of them open every, like, will be open 6 days a week. Like, they'll open that, you know, Mondays. But some won't until, like, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Took her a set of rings in to size this morning with about a 3-carat lab-grown diamond in it. Come from sale somewhere. And a set. They want me to size and solder together. Well, when you solder rings together, they should match down the sides, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
In other words, the diamond shouldn't go further down on one side than the other. They should be right across from one another.
Correct.
Well, this has, I think the whole damn thing's lab grown. This one has some little marquees in it, little stubby fat ones. That hell, if you tried to line them up, they'd touch each other. You're not supposed to do nothing with diamonds that touch one another. They'll chip.
Right.
You know? So she said, well, just cockeye it a little bit. In other words, have one ring a little further over than it should go.
Then it's not going to look right.
No.
You know.
Yeah, I showed her how it should go. But I said, these are touching. It's no good. You could put it to where, keep the ring spread apart a little bit, at, you know, a millimeter or two, but she wants some touching. Well, you can't do that.
I know.
You're not dealing with no moron here, you know. That's like, and I hate to do pave work, because you want them so close, but they can't touch, you know.
Yeah, paves are a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. No, there's a... some people in town, and I'm doing work, taking work in, waiting on people. Pretty day down here today. It's cold this morning.
What's
down
that?
To 44. How about y'all? Sunshiny? No, it's going to be pretty.
No. No. It's 50 right now. I mean, there's no breeze. It's not bad. It's
yeah,
just cloudy.
There's a little breeze. There may be 5 to 7 miles an hour. Yeah. So, just working. Getting ready to... had a lady come by yesterday. Well, she called me. She's the one that's been by, this one guy wants this building. I've dealt with him already. And what he offered 5 months ago, no, I'm not interested, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he is offering yesterday with her. And he'd pay all the closing costs and all that stuff. $300,000 for the building.
How much do you want?
Well, I was wanting four, but I may not can get four. And I say, you go back and tell him, if you can make it $350,000, we'll get it started. But I said, I have to, the quicker I know, the better off I'll be, because I can start it going out of business sale, start getting rid of catalogs.
Yeah, start,
And I can sell the cases. A lot of stuff you're going to be stuck with, you know. I don't have many watch bands. I got some sterling stuff, but hell, I don't have.
Yeah, but he's not planning on reopening a jewelry store in there, correct? He's not buying it from you to open a jewelry store?
I have a gift shop. And he may let me leave a couple cases in here to have a little jewelry. I don't know.
Yeah, but he would need a JBT number.
Who, me?
He would. He would need JBT.
He's not going to have a jewelry store. Unless it's China-made crap, you know, you go to the mall and get, I mean, you go to market, you know.
Right.
I think they have some clothes and shoes and.
Oh, like, I know what kind of store.
You know. But I told the lady, you know, I just spent about $7,500 on the awning. And he's wanting to offer me what he offered me 5 or 6 months ago. And I can't take that. Now, if I was deathly sick, I might would take it, you know, and get on out of here.
Yeah.
I got to move safe. I got to move. I think I could sell the cases to a couple people around here that will have little junk stores, you know.
Right.
Wouldn't have to leave it on the counter.
Well, yeah, you could essentially use the cases for pretty much anything.
Yeah. Even foot belts or junk jewelry, you know.
Well, would you do repairs part-time from your house?
Yeah. I have a nice cabin out there, but I don't have natural gas in it, but it runs right by there. I mean, it runs within 6 feet of the building, so I'll dig it up. I got a young guy, it's a plumbing guy, he could come out and put it into the cabin, and I'm set to go with my torch and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take a watch bench home and a jewelry bench and my buffing machine, cleaning machine, and steamer. This cabin is pretty good size. It's 32 by 24, 700 square feet. Big as some apartments.
Yeah, that is good size. Your buddy used to stay in it, right?
Who?
Your buddy.
Yeah, my buddy. We lived in it when we first sold our house in town. But we built a barn, stored everything in it while we was building our house out there. It's got central heat and air, shower, commode, sink. And then in the kitchen, it has a stove, refrigerator, kitchen sink and cabinets, you know. Of course, it's full of other crap. We got a couch in there and a king-size bed. need to have a big garage sale. But I can't mess with that this time of year.
No, not right now.
But if he, and I said, well, when would he want this just as quick as possible? And I said, well, I can't be out till start getting out of here to a week after Christmas. You know?
Correct. So the beginning of the year, basically.
I stay in here till, oh, at least the 15th of January and hire somebody and we could haul stuff here, haul stuff there. You know, I got dishes here you can't get rid of. I got crystal here, Linux.
Oh, my God, that's still, people still have?
Well, they don't buy it no more. You see a lot of it in secondhand shops. They can buy it for half price. So, the safe is the big deal. But there's people with companies you can hire to move safes. You might go out here to the city at the golf course. They got a new building. and see if they want to buy the safe. And if they do, they probably got the equipment to move it.
No, they probably have to hire somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't mentioned anything to anybody about it yet, because he's going to have to come up with the other $50,000.
He's probably just like you and playing hardball.
No, I told us it was, you know. I've got it up for sale. There's been a couple more interested. But he keeps coming back on this one. But it's right here on town where people walk around, you know. And it's a good building.
Mm-hmm.
About the only thing he'd have to do is maybe up in the front up here put new carpet down or something. You know?
I thought you already did that.
No, I put new floor in the back.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
But, and two, this carpet don't look that bad. You know, it's got a few little spots that have kind of popped up, not wore out, but little humps in it. But you could clean everything out and have them come back in here and re-cut it and pull it together and sew it up, and it'd look good.
Got it.
So I don't know.
Well, good.
I got so much crap. We got crap in here since 1949.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. I got three benches, a watch bench, and two jewelry benches. But one lady wants a jewelry bench, so I'll sell her it. It's kind of one in secondhand. I mean, it's new, but it's, when Irina come to work here, she's going to learn jewelry, so I got her a bench and a light. She didn't ever use it. She couldn't do nothing. So, you know. But I can sell it.
Well, good.
This one lady, I got her name over her number. Said, call me if you want to get rid of it and some tools. I'm thinking about taking a course online in jewelry something.
You can't do that online. You can't.
Yeah,
set.
You can.
Yeah, but how would you learn to set a stone?
You could probably really do it because they got videos and stuff, you know?
Yeah, but still. I don't know.
Hands-on is the way, you know?
Correct. Yeah.
And like sex, hands-on, never heard a thing.
On
bye,
that,
Gandhi.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, girl, bye-bye.
Bye.